Nationwide, about 10 million people are waiting for some form of public housing. And since the 1980s, communities have met part of that need by enticing private investment into construction of low-income housing. Now, a side effect of President Trump's tax reform may put a stop to those investments. I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon. Annie Johnson has a favorite room in her new apartment.
It's mostly the kitchen for me because I love to cook. And it's much bigger than where I come from.
She came from an apartment on the east side of town. It was nice and also subsidized. But when the Macon Housing Authority opened brand new apartments on the grounds of the demolished Tyndall Heights housing project where she grew up, Johnson jumped on it.
This is home. This is my side of town. Grew up my kids there, and one got a scholarship, and both of my kids went off to college.
Today, both of her children make good money as traveling nurses. Johnson's apartment is in the first of four planned phases of new mixed-income housing on the same land as the old Tyndall Heights. The Macon Housing Authority hopes the development will be a stable place not just for retirees, but for families, too. But for that to happen, the Housing Authority has to get some cash together. And their number one tool for that is in jeopardy.
There's really no other tool in the toolbox right now other than the tax credit program.
That's Macon Housing Authority head Mike Austin, and he's talking about the low-income housing tax credit program. It's how housing authorities have financed new construction for over 30 years. It works like this. Housing authorities and developers compete for the federal credits, which, once in hand, they trade in an open market. The financial institutions that buy the credits get a big cut in their tax liability. Builders get millions of dollars in return, and that pays for construction. Mike Austin says this has worked pretty well since the Reagan administration.
If I'm corporate Joe and I'm paying 37% tax rate and all of a sudden I only have to pay 20, I'm like, well, that's pretty good.
Here's the problem. The tax reform that passed this year dropped the top corporate tax rates from 35% to 21%. With tax rates that low, corporate Joe just doesn't need tax credits anymore. That leaves Mike Austin in a lurch, finding money for that last phase of Tyndall Heights.
And so we're having to go after gap funding.
Alex Morrison heads Macon's Urban Development Authority. They are providing $1.4 million of gap funding from a special fund for affordable housing development. Morrison says the community has a natural disaster to thank for the money.
That was funded by HUD as a recovery program from the Mother's Day tornado now 10 years ago.
Other cities aren't so lucky. Austin says he's hopeful the market will settle down before he even needs the loan. So maybe the worry about tax credit devaluation is overblown.
No, it's not overblown. We've already seen it.
Molly Bryson is a tax credit lawyer with the Ballard Spahr Law Firm in Washington, D.C. She's worked tax credit deals from both ends for 20 years or so.
And shortly after the 2016 election, corporations and banks already anticipated that the corporate tax rate would be reduced.
And just that rumor of tax cuts was enough to shake up the tax credit market. Housing Authority head Mike Austin says he's not the only one left wondering how to make the best of this.
This is not something that's just unique to Macon. This is a nationwide challenge.
The full extent of the financial impact won't be clear until developers start to trade the next round of credits later this year. Until then, lawyer Molly Bryson says the only thing affordable housing advocates can do is hope they can find another way to raise the money. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.